The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom. Chizik and Bitochen. Elul. Preparing for Yom Ha'Yom. With David Hashem. We're talking about the chizik we're getting from David Hashem Oizi. Yesterday we spoke about how we protect ourselves and elevate ourselves above all the different influences that are floating around the world today. The sukkah, the seisir holy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cover ourselves in the tent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, create an inner environment within our own family. I remember there was a Jew, Big Tzaddik in Bnei Brak, who was an American. And this from many years ago in Bnei Brak, nobody spoke English then. But he used to speak English with his family. He wanted them to feel that there's like some special language they have just for the family. Come around with it. We'll call them tzaddikim. And someone told me that one of the sons, for some reason, had to go to America when he was a little bit older. And he got off the plane, and he saw these goyim speaking English. He almost fainted. He said, how can it be that they're speaking the Heiliger language, the pure language that we're speaking at home? Anyway, that was just an idea that this person had to make the family feel that there's something special. Anybody in his own family, we have a way of making ourselves feeling special. And sometimes children ask, why can't they do this? Why can't they do that? And the best answer always, but we have to really feel it, is that feeling of, we don't need that, Baruch Hashem. We're above that type of thing. We're doing better things. We're going to enjoy life much more than any of these other people. So now the next pasuk, Va'ato yorim roishi al oivai sivivoisai. Now Hashem will uplift my head above the enemies that are all around me. Ve'ezdechom ba'oholoi zidchei tshruah oshira zamel Hashem. So this is in some ways repeating the same two ideas we had in the previous pasuk, just in a different order. That we're saying Hashem is going to protect me, is going to uplift me. And now he's saying in more specific, he's going to uplift my head above my oivim, the people that are around me that hate me and dislike me. That is the concept we're talking about.
Kol HaLashon.
I'm not going to destroy them. I'm not going to run away from them. I'm going to uplift my head above them. If our head is above the evil influence in the world, then we're all right. But it has to start from the head. The head is a place that can place the part of our body that could place us in the position that we have no problems with anything. If the head is good, then everything is good. But if the head is not the guiding factor, the head is just something that's on top of the shoulders, then we're in the big danger, because in that case, the body and the yitzarim and the physical drives are the things that are really guiding us. So that's what it's saying. Ato yorim roishal oivesim yivoisai, that I'm going to uplift my head above all the oivim that are around me. Ve'ezvecha ba'olei zivchi sura. And then, when I come to this matzav that I am uplifted and I don't have any more of those worries and the fears and I'm not attracted to all the enticements of the evil around me, then I'm going to bring a zidchei tshuah, a special kabbonis of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tshuahs of reyes, of friendship. Moshiva zamil Hashem, I'm going to sing out to Hashem. That's the way life is. Uplifting ourselves, then recognizing, I uplift myself, where am I? I'm still in Hashem's oil, because Hashem's oil is unlimited. It's not a little tent that you have to squish yourself into. Hashem's tent is unlimited in size, just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, unlimited in greatness. And when we get to that recognition, then we have it right. We know what life is really all about, what's important in life. And we look at ourselves, Baruch Hashem, Ziyad HaShemayah, look at myself, what I have. I have so much. I don't have to run after all these things. People are going through life always feeling they're lacking and they're missing. They need this and they need that. And I have everything. When a person starts living that type of life, then every day he can bring that Kol Ben Toida, Yivchei Tshuva, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here to Hashem, we should have Siyata Shemaya and feel this and live this fashion. And then we'll always have that Hashiva, Zamul Hashem. I'll always be able to praise and thank and sing to Hashem.
The shir you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.